What's up, loves? This is Love or Obsession. I'm your host, Queen. Hi, guys. Welcome and welcome back. Today on Love or Obsession, we will discuss LaTanya Janelle Caldwell, who was known as Janelle by those who loved her. Let's get into it. LaTanya Janelle Caldwell was a beautiful, intelligent young woman, a teenager. She had aspirations of being a doctor, and she attended T.W. Josie Comprehensive High School in Richmond County, Augusta, Georgia. Tragically, her life was cut short under heartbreaking, suspicious circumstances on her 16th birthday. April 17, 2017, Janelle was reported missing by her mother, Tanya Tripp, who at the time was 38 years old. Tanya told investigators that Janelle's stepfather, Leon Tripp, age 42, took Janelle with him around 1:30 in the morning, saying that he was going to help out a friend in Clarks Hill, South Carolina, that was having car trouble. So I've never been in that part of the South, and I don't know if y'all consider that the South, but I consider it the South. But South Carolina, Alabama, and Georgia must be pretty close together, because I hear a lot of stories about people traveling from like Alabama to Georgia, or in this case, from Georgia to Clarks Hill, South Carolina, and apparently it's so close to each other because a ride longer than 45 minutes is too long of a ride for me, okay? So though my inner South listeners out there, let me know if it's close like that or if I'm just tripping, okay? So basically, the stepfather, Leon Tripp, was saying that he had a friend named Maurice. Let Tanya tell it that the friend name was Maurice. He was stranded in Clarks Hill, South Carolina, and Leon was going to help him. And in this story, you'll find that it's a lot of conflicting stories between the husband and wife, Leon and Tanya, because Leon will be saying one thing about the story and Tanya will be saying a completely different thing. So Leon told investigators that he decided to take Janelle with him because simply Tanya was sick. Tanya was simply sick. Tanya told investigators that Leon decided to take Janelle with him because he didn't know how to work the phones and the GPL well enough, and that Janelle was going to help him out. Okay, so earlier that day, let's note this. Earlier that day, the family was at church celebrating Easter. It was Easter Sunday. That next Monday, it was Janelle's 16th birthday, which would have been April 17th. She was excited. The week prior, she was letting everyone know at school that it was her birthday, okay? So Leon, he drive off at 1:30 in the morning with teenage Janelle. Tanya, she's desperate for answers because she hasn't heard anything from Leon or Janelle in days. It's April 20th now at this point, 3 days later. Tanya made a report for her 1990 GMC Sierra C1500 white pickup truck. She made a report saying that it was either missing with her husband and daughter, or the truck was stolen. The truck was found April 26, about a mile from the home, and it was soon issued back to Tanya. It was back in her possession, okay? So on May 1st, a kidnapping warrant went out for Leon Tripp's arrest because the story went from a missing person. Janelle went from a missing person to being kidnapped because Leon was spotted in Atlanta at a grocery store, but no Janelle in sight. Tanya was defending Leon, saying that in her heart, she feel like he didn't kidnap their daughter. And by this time, Janelle's story was making national news. Many people following the case believe that maybe it was an inappropriate relationship between the daughter and stepfather, Janelle and Leon. And Tanya, the mother, she quickly shut that down. She was actually quoted saying, quote, "He married to all this prettiness and he gonna run away with our daughter? Come on now, that's stupid." end quote. And that's exactly how she said it, y'all. So I had to say it like that. I don't know about y'all, but that statement right there alone was just so cringy to me. And I don't know if y'all caught on yet, but Tanya and Leon had something to do with Janelle missing. You know, Janelle, they wake this girl up at 1:30 in the morning, telling her, hey, Cole, go ride with your stepdad. He's saying, hey, come ride with me and help me out. Use this GPS. Your mom's sick. My friend need help. Whatever, whatever. And then days later, Leon is spotted at a grocery store in Atlanta. Janelle not in sight. The pickup truck that the two rode off in is spotted a mile from the home and is reported back to Tanya, but still no Janelle in sight. And then here comes Tanya with this cringy statement talking about why would Leon run off with the daughter when she just so pretty. And I'm just like, oh my God. To me, it was giving jealousy, and it was giving she comparing herself to her daughter. Okay, so Leon's criminal history started to come into question, and it was very lengthy. His criminal history was dating back just as old as Janelle was, 16 years. So his criminal history dated back to 2001 in various Georgia counties. His charges included cruelty to children in the third degree, robbery, aggravated assault and battery. And speaking about their relationship and on how well she knew Leon, Tanya stated that the two initially met as teenagers and they reconnected when he was locked up. They became pen pals and they married in 2011. And in 2015, he was released from prison on parole and he moved into the home with Tanya and her two daughters, with Janelle being one of them. And Janelle also had a younger sister. Well, has a younger sister. So Tanya stated that Leon was the only father that her girls knew because their biological father, he was from Texas and he was also deceased. Okay. And a couple of things that Tanya lied about, because she proved herself to be a liar, because not only did her and Leon's stories conflict with each other, she was just basically flat out lying, because Tanya has a brother and he's so concerned for his niece and he wanted Janelle's safe return home that he was just calling Tanya out left and right. Okay, so he basically said that Tanya lied about meeting Leon as a teen because they grew up in Texas, so she wouldn't have met Leon until much later in life in Georgia. And also, Leon having to meet a friend in Clarks Hill that was having car trouble, that was also a lie. Okay. It was something very fishy going on with Tanya and Leon. May 23rd, the two were spotted together. They was arrested. And Tanya's still lying. She telling news reporters that she was in a U-Haul because she had to move her belongings from one place to another. And she seen Leon walking down the street and she yelled out to him, hey, where's Janelle? And that's how they end up linking up. And that's just so crazy, y'all. Like, I don't want to laugh because it's a serious situation, because Janelle was hurt behind their foolishness and shenanigans. And she lost her life ultimately. And there's no real answers. Okay, so there's also claims that the couple attempted to hire a hitman for their daughter on three separate occasions. Latanya Janelle Carwell remains were found in a shallow grave behind a vacant home March of 2018. Authorities got a tip about that because authorities got a tip about bones in the backyard of a vacant residence. Okay. And the GBI, the Georgia Bureau of Investigation, confirmed Janelle's identity through dental records. Okay. The cause of her death remained unofficial, and the indictment alleged that the stepfather, Leon Tripp, caused cruel and excessive physical and mental pain by binding Janelle's limbs and causing a teen death by unknown means. Tanya also was charged with second-degree murder and hindering the apprehension of a fugitive and concealing a death. Leon was charged with murder, cruelty to children, kidnapping and Catalina death. And I also think that those charges was upgraded because I still don't believe that it's a conclusion to this story yet, because there's some two things out there that is still a big question mark about, which is Janelle's autopsy report to see what really happened to her as far as the cause of death. And second, I don't think that the parents officially had their day in court yet. They're locked up, but they haven't been sentenced to anything. It's just real unfortunate, and it's real sad, too. I got, like, my assumptions of what I think might have went on in this situation and why they felt so desperate to get Janelle gone. Maybe Leon did something inappropriate to Janelle. This is just me making accusations or assumptions, because I'm about to close out the episode and I just want to give how I feel. So don't take this and run with it, you guys. It's just how I feel. I feel like Leon done something sexually inappropriate to Janelle. And when Tanya found out, she probably threatened to send him back to jail, and she was jealous of her daughter or something. I don't know, because I don't know how her daughter ended up being the one hurt and lost in this situation, and she trying to ride off into the sunset and sleeping in abandoned homes with this man, because he was found in an old neighborhood of his. That's where the police apprehended him, in that grocery store. It was an old neighborhood, a part of Atlanta that's apparently, like, boarded up, Oakland City, if you ever heard of it. And that's where Tanya was eventually living and sleeping with Leon Tripp, in an abandoned home in Oakland City. Okay, so I think it's just something real nefarious that was going on between these people, and they did something bogus to their daughter. And I really hope that justice be served for Janelle. This year, she would have been 23 years old on her birthday, April 17, 2024, this year. If Janelle was still alive, she would have been 23 years old. And like I just said, justice for Janelle. Thank you guys so much for listening. Pictures can be found on the Instagram at Love or Obsession Podcast. Please send all messages and suggestions to loveorobsessionpodcast@gmail.com. I love you guys. It's Queen. Oh, wait. Before I end this episode, please go check out our TikTok page. It's at Love or Obsession Podcast on TikTok, you guys. I just uploaded the first video. Thank you guys so much for listening. I love you guys. It's Queen. Peace out.